This course is called A Psychological Approach to the Bible. And I want to begin by speaking about this approach and spend this first session on that with some general introductory remarks and perspectives to lay the groundwork for our further reflections and discussions as we go along. There are many ways to read a text like the Bible, and you can compare it to reading a novel in this sense. For example, if you read, I've recently finished reading George Eliot's novel Middlemarch. It's a 19th century novel, a long narrative like the Bible is, and you can read a novel like that for many points of view or with many purposes, different purposes in mind. I read it mostly for entertainment. I was interested in, I got caught by the characters and wanted to know how it came out, so that pulled me through this rather long and dense text. What's going to happen next? So there's a certain entertaining quality to reading a text like the Bible as well. Or one could read that particular novel for what it says about the times, the life, the way that people lived in the mid-19th century in rural England, their social structure, their patterns of behavior and interaction, and all of that's very interesting. So you could read it as a kind of cultural historical document. If you were interested in the life of the author, George Eliot, who apparently was quite an interesting person, used the name of a man but was actually a female, and you knew enough about her life and the details, I'm sure a reading of this novel would give you some further information about her actual life. I mean, you'd have to know quite a lot about her biography in order to do that, but there are elements in the story, apparently, that are based on her life, people she met, incidents that happened. She wrote about these in letters to various people and so on. So you could read the novel for its biographical material. Or you could read it, and this was another of my interests in it, you could read it for its psychological insight. This particular author has a very finely developed sense of how people interact, their emotional life, how emotions develop and the twists and turns in relationships, and particularly on the subject of marriage, she is exquisite. I don't even know if she was married, but she sure does know a lot about how people get married, what happens after they're married, the disappointments and disillusionments and struggles and rewards and all of that. So you can read it for its psychology, its insight into how the human psyche and how emotional life works. So I simply use that as a comparison, a point of comparison, and I want us to think about reading the Bible in a particular way. So the remarks I'm going to make now have to do with reading the Bible psychologically. And as I go along, I'll contrast that with some other possible ways of reading the Bible as history, as theology, as moral prescription, as poetry, as story, so on and so forth. This is on reading the Bible psychologically.